What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, when they just call it a pickle fest, you know what comes to mind? I mean, it's kind of like a sausage fest. You know what I mean? But it's, you know, it's a pickle fest. It's a pickleball. Drew Brees is heavily involved in that. You know, still really sad that we had a mass shooting this morning. When over four people are shot in any situation, it's considered a mass shooting. Somebody on the military facility of Fort Stewart, Georgia, shot five soldiers, and they were hospitalized. The shooter was apprehended. He had 40 minutes before the first shot and them apprehending him. 40 minutes, and he only shot five people. And some people are believing that that means that it was probably a target shooting, because he could have shot much more. It has now been announced that it was not a military weapon. The person was using a personal weapon, like a handgun. But, you know, we're still getting more details on that. I'm Scoot. I'm glad you're with us. All right, Wednesday afternoon. We are halfway to the weekend. Good news. And Saints are playing this weekend. I'm excited about that. Let's get to a couple of calls, and then we've got a lot of things to get through this afternoon. Let's go to Eric in Mississippi. Eric, thanks for hanging on. Welcome to the show.
Hey, yes, yeah, Scoot. You know, man, I seen a movie one time when I was a kid, and it reminded me of Mayor Cantrell. You know, with one man, he's the lawyer, he's the doctor, he's the judge. You know, the one he said one hard time, he's the Indian chief. Whatever you need him to be, he could be. And that reminds me of Mayor Cantrell. She wants to be everything. But listen, Scoop, tell me something. The guy, Henry, he has a relative on the council. Now, my opinion is this. The way Mayor Cantrell barely handles his business, wherever this guy is, I guarantee you, he's fighting tooth and nail, whispering in her ear to get this contract to Mr. Henry. What do you think about that?
Well, I also think that, you know, Oliver Thomas, who's on the city council, and apparently he is Troy Henry's cousin, they've apparently been, you know, they're cousins, or they've at least been close for a long time. Mayor Cantrell has some reason she wants Troy Henry to get this contract, and Oliver Thomas may be whispering to her. Oliver Thomas wants Mayor Cantrell's endorsement. Why? I don't know. I don't think she's going to be a positive endorsement. When this upcoming election starts to really heat up, it's October the 11th, there are going to be people who are going to be running for Mayor Cantrell. Because of the way she's acted in her second term, I don't think her endorsement is a positive thing. But that's what Oliver Thomas is working toward. He wants her endorsement, and he's done everything he can to show allegiance to Mayor Cantrell, even during the most controversial times. So we'll have to see what happens. But Eric, I appreciate the call. Thanks for listening in Mississippi. All right, Janice, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Yeah, how you doing, Scoot?
Good.
That's good. First of all, I wanted to say, if you want to talk, you know, like talk about Trump. Trump, you know, it's what's happening in our world, things that are happening in our world. And so when people say, you know, don't talk about Trump, it's your show. And, yes, sometimes we do need to hear what's going on in the world. It's not about Trump personally.
Right.
It's about what he's doing.
No, it's about the president.
Yes, he is. And one of the things that he's doing, I'm not down with. I believe that we have much more important things going on in our world today than worrying about Gayle King and the nighttime shows and, you know, this kind of thing. This is America, and if you're not threatening someone or inciting violence, well, then you do have a right to speak. I don't have to agree with those people, but they do have a right to talk. But the way he's making it seem, he just wants to, you know, you say something he doesn't like, and he's coming after you. And that's not right. Now, I see something here you may not know about. I just saw this. Texas Democrats who fled to Illinois, forced to evacuate hotel after bomb threat.
That's right. They did. I'm about to get to that.
Yeah. Okay, well, I'm going to let you get back to what you have to do, but talk about Trump if you want to. I think that it's important that you do.
Well,
and it,
you know,
look, it would be like me telling you, hey, Scoot, I'm not really into music. It bores me. Don't talk about music. Okay, it's your show. You can talk about it if you want to. You know what I mean?
All right, Janice. I always appreciate the call. Look, so here's the deal, and I addressed this earlier. I find it really interesting, and we talk about a lot of things on this show. We never just talk about Trump. But Trump is the president of the United States. And when the president starts talking about shutting down comedy, when the president celebrates the cancellation of a show because the comedy is targeting him, when the president shows that he's a very fragile person when it comes to any kind of criticism, when he talks about tariffs that have had an impact on inflation, and I can't even figure out the whole tariff thing at this point. It's so confusing. And then there's the taco tariff plan, because he does something and then chickens out and then he does something else. And now there's a 25% tariff on India because India is buying oil from Russia. I mean, who can keep track of it? It's a Charlie Foxtrot. I mean, it's a mess, and it's not what Trump wanted it to be. Trump's ego told him that when he announced the tariffs, that these countries were going to come begging to him. They didn't do that. I mean, maybe one or two did, but this is not. Trump is trying to figure out what to do now with the tariffs, because this is indeed a taco tariff plan, and this is not what he planned. Because he didn't plan on anybody fighting back. His ego told him that he is so big and so powerful and so right that he can do whatever he wants. And basically, the world said, no, you can't. And now he's trying to suck it up and figure out, you know, what to do, because he can't. He's so insecure as a human being, it appears, that he can't stand the idea of not being right all the time. Every one of you listening to this show is not right all the time. Everybody listening to this show has suffered losses and disappointments in life. That's life. But this is a man who can't seem to tolerate any kind of disagreement, any kind of challenge. And it's a little bit unsettling. I won't go any further than that, but I think it's a little bit unsettling that his mind works that way. But anyway, you know, I wrote a blog about why he hasn't said anything about South Park, because, I mean, the new episode of South Park is on tonight. Also, by the way, let me mention that for those of you who are watching that Netflix series Wednesday, it's really kind of a macabre, dark version of the Addams Family, featuring the daughter, who is away at a girls' school. No, I think it's a co-ed school. Anyway, she's away at school. And look, when I watched it the last time it was on, which maybe 2 years ago, I loved it. Well, it premieres today. Wednesday premieres today, Wednesday, on Netflix. So if you were into that, that's on tonight. But so is the new episode of South Park. And Donald Trump is Satan's lover. They're in bed together, literally in bed together. And in the last episode, I mean, it was one of the most degrading things I've ever seen of the president. Using AI to show a body type just like Donald Trump, very pudgy man, big pudgy white guy, taking off his clothes in the desert and having a conversation with his you-know-what, which was, very tiny compared to his size. So, you know, I don't know how he celebrates the cancellation of the Colbert Show and then doesn't do anything about South Park. And Paramount, the Paramount-Sundance deal merger, that's over, but Paramount also owns Comedy Central. So I just was surprised that wasn't part of the deal. I don't know that Trey Parker or Matt Stone would have ever done what CBS did in terms of bowing down to President Trump. And President Trump gives them a hell of a lot of material, a lot more than Joe Biden gave them. So they got to like that. But remember, and this came up earlier in a text, out of the mouths of the 8-year-old South Park babes comes the truth. And I don't know what the message is going to be, but there will be a basic message in tonight's episode of South Park. It is the second episode of the brand new 27th season of South Park. It's on Comedy Central tonight. I'm going to watch it, and we'll talk about it on the show tomorrow afternoon. Hey, Travis Kelce, you know, Taylor Swift's boyfriend, he refused to sign an autograph of a young fan right before the Kansas City Chiefs practice session. And while, you know, celebrities should sign autographs, I mean, people don't really ask for autographs anymore. They want to take selfies. You know, selfie has replaced the autograph. But I thought it was interesting what Travis Kelce said to the young man. The young man said, "Hey, Travis, can I get your signature?" And he looked at the kid and said, "Let me learn how to play some football first, all right?" And I wonder if Travis Kelce is just really still suffering from the embarrassing loss to the Philadelphia Eagles in the Caesar Superdome in the last Super Bowl. And the idea that he told this kid, "Let me go learn to play some football." Maybe Travis Kelce didn't feel like he was even worthy of signing an autograph for this kid until he does better on the field. And I totally understand that. Now, there's a WNBA player with the Indiana Fever, Sophie Cunningham. She has asked fans to stop throwing adult sex toys onto the court during the game. It has happened several times. The first time it happened was during a game July 29th against Golden State. There was a green, giant rubber sex toy tossed out onto the court. The second incident happened in Atlanta. Again, it stopped play when a sex toy was thrown out on the floor. She said, "Stop throwing these on the floor, on the court, because you're going to hurt one of us." Well, four nights later, the Fever, her team, was in Los Angeles. In the second quarter, a referee blew the whistle while somebody was shooting free throws because Sophie Cunningham flinched. She was apparently hit by this thing. It hit her, and it was on the court a few feet away. And I'm just, you know, wondering about the mentality of the men who do this, because women aren't doing this. This is the work of men. And guys, I'm not trying to criticize you, but I mean, if you want women to respect you, don't act like an a-hole. You know, don't act like an idiot. Don't act like a stupid frat boy. And all frat boys are not stupid. But there's that element of stupid frat boy mentality that a lot of men, you know, carry with them. You know, the guys that have the testicle sack, the truck nuts hanging from their trucks. I've seen one hanging from a motorcycle. It's the same mentality. But, I mean, you think this is funny? "Yeah, man, let's get some of those and we're going to throw them onto the court." I mean, you just look like a big idiot. I mean, do you think women are going to, like, come to you and go, "Oh, yeah, let's boink. You know, yeah, you're my choice. Let's boink. I would love to have a child with you. I would love to have sex with you and marry you and have a wonderful family." You know, I don't know. I mean, maybe there's some women out there that find this attractive, but who would want to be with those skanks? You know, anyway, I just find this to be really fascinating. Throwing these sex toys out onto the court during WNBA games, that should stop. because that is the reflection of Neanderthal male stupidity. All right, a lot more still to get to. By the way, I posted the blog that I wrote, Will the New South Park Episode Tonight Present New Degrading Humor About President Trump? Well, the answer to that is yes, but I talk about why I'm kind of surprised that Donald Trump hasn't really tried to retaliate against South Park. You know, he was really celebrating the cancellation of Stephen Colbert. Stephen Colbert spent every night bashing Donald Trump. But some of the comedy was really funny. And it didn't matter whether, well, it mattered that it was Trump because it was geared to Trump's personality and behavior. But I laughed at stuff about Joe Biden. And then I love the people who criticize me for occasionally talking about Donald Trump when conservative media has been talking about Joe Biden and Kamala Harris and Hillary Clinton during the campaign, and they're still talking about Biden and Harris and Clinton every day. They're bringing it up. They're bringing something up every day. So, you know, there's nothing new about host bringing up the president or the ex-president of the United States. And I mean, they're talking about people that aren't even relevant. Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, and Hillary Clinton are not even relevant. And they're blabbing about these people every single day, and they're not even relevant. You know, I don't care who the president is. If the president says or does certain things, I'm going to talk about the president. If you have a comment, the Oakenheart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. On this day in 1970, it was the 25th anniversary of the Hiroshima atomic bomb being dropped, and there was a concert for peace at Shea Stadium in New York. Steppenwolf was there, Johnny Winter, Paul Simon, and Janis Joplin was there. And this had to be shortly before her death because she died in 70 or 71. But this is the day, August 6th, that the United States dropped the first atomic bomb on Japan. And if you saw the movie Oppenheimer, you got a sense of how powerful an atomic bomb is. The second bomb was dropped, I think, I may be wrong here, but I think it was dropped August the 9th on Nagasaki. But the number of innocent people who died was just astronomical. And nobody has dropped an atomic bomb since then. And I hope nobody does. And while it did serve to end the war, to bring Japan to the bargaining table to surrender, while it did serve that purpose, it was the effects were so horrific that nobody has dared to do it since then. Let's hope that that sense of appreciation for life continues. I'm Scoot, and we'll be back.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
On WWL. This song is titled Equal Rights, and on this day, August the 6th, 1965, President Lyndon Johnson signed into law the Voting Rights Act. It guaranteed African Americans the right to vote. I mean, that's ridiculous. I mean, it happened, but it's ridiculous that it took that, because the 15th Amendment of the Constitution, ratified by Congress in 1870, gave African Americans the right to vote. And so, you know, there were people who were still denying African Americans the right to vote. And that's why it took Lyndon Johnson signing the Voting Rights Act of 1965 on this day in 1965. I mean, it's just amazing that in federal, state, and local elections, African Americans were being denied the right to vote. Anyway, it was pretty much solidified on this day in 1965. I'm Scoot on the air. Glad you are with us this afternoon. Yeah, there's some heavy thunderstorms. Right now, there's a really big, thick area of pretty heavy rain on I-12. You might be in it right now. And this is around, you know, Mandeville, Covington, heading toward the Hammond area. It could be in some really heavy rain there. There's also some rain. It was some heavy rain, but now it seems like it's light rain in New Orleans East on the I-10 and a part of the Frank Davis Naturally New Orleans Bridge. That's the Twin Spans, but it's, officially supposed to be called the Frank Davis Naturally New Orleans Bridge. And then there's some showers just, around the New Orleans area. I don't see anything outside of our studios here in downtown New Orleans. And then there's some pretty heavy showers. I'm going to guess it's St. John, maybe St. Charles Parish on the I-10, maybe around La Place or just past that area. So if you're in any of those areas, be sure to drive carefully. Look, let me remind you that you can win two premium tickets. And these are really good seats to see the Saints take on Sean Payton and the Denver Broncos Saturday, August 23rd in the Caesars Superdome. Get your tickets now. Try to get your tickets now by going to our website. Enter at wwl.com/contest with an S. And you've got a pair of tickets if you win. I mean premium tickets. It's real simple. Just go to wwl.com/contest with an S, and you're registered to win. You can register once per day. And win the tickets to the Saints preseason showdown with Sean Payton and the Broncos from Saints Radio and WWL. All right, so the Texas Democrats protesting the gerrymandering in Texas went to a Chicago hotel. They had to be evacuated because of a bomb threat. So there's some right-wing radicals sitting around there going, hey, you know what, man? Man, let's call in a bomb threat to the hotel. Man, we're going to make them leave their rooms, okay? Man, that's going to teach them a lesson, right? I mean, that must have been the thinking. That's very, very, very juvenile. I mean, you don't do your cause much good. I'm sure there are people who will defend that, but, you know, trying to get back at somebody by calling it a bomb threat, I mean, that shows that you have no intellectual weapons to use. And so you're going to be just a, you know, kind of a, just a, you know, basic thinker. We'll call in a bomb threat. That'll do it. All right. Tulsi Gabbard says she has irrefutable evidence that Barack Obama masterminded the Trump-Russia hoax. She was pushed to expose her irrefutable evidence. Do you know what it is? It is the way Barack Obama posed a question to intel officials. Tulsi Gabbard obviously doesn't know what irrefutable means. The way he posed a question to intel officials, that's the irrefutable evidence? That's a joke. And this has already been investigated by Republicans and Democrats. There's nothing there. But, you know, Donald Trump is really desperate to try to distract from the whole thing with Jeffrey Epstein and Ghislaine Maxwell. And CNN's Caitlin Collins really tried to push Donald Trump to answer the question about why Ghislaine Maxwell was moved to a minimum security prison in Texas. And Donald Trump is considering a pardon, but said this is not the time to talk about it. So obviously the pardon would be, you don't say anything about me. I mean, the signs are there. Donald Trump is just really desperate to make sure that this information doesn't get out. Why? Because he was friends with Jeffrey Epstein. We know that. He was friends with him for a long time. They had something in common. We don't know specifically what it is. We can guess, but we don't know for sure what it is. But it sure seems like President Trump is just avoiding this conversation again, ironically, after promising to release the Epstein files. Now, whatever comes out, I'm not going to trust it. They might feed us a little information, but I'm not going to really trust that it's anything substantial. And I just think it's really just, it's very, very telling how much he's trying to avoid all of this. And then he kind of plays dumb and acts like, well, I really don't know what's going on with that. But then another time, Donald Trump will say, I know everything that's going on in my administration. So I don't know, which is it? I guess he trusts that the people who follow him are not smart enough to follow him. They're not smart enough to remember that he says one thing one day and he says another thing another day. I mean, I would be kind of insulted. Fox News host Jesse Waters says that Representative Delia Ramirez, a Democrat from Illinois, should show more pride in America, or he's going to call border czar Tom Homan and have her deported. Representative Delia Ramirez spoke in Mexico City over the weekend, speaking in Spanish. She said, quote, that she is a proud Guatemalan before I'm an American. She said, honoring my Guatemalan ancestry only strengthens my commitment to America. That is the truth that I carry with me always, and it is the truth that many Americans carry with them. I don't like that idea, but what's interesting is Jesse Waters wants her deported. She was born in the United States. She was born in Chicago. This idea that we start deporting people because we don't like what they say defies the spirit of America. It legally challenges the Constitution. I mean, I don't like what she said, but she's also, it sounds to me like she's also proud to be an American. So she's more proud of being Guatemalan than American, but she was born in America. So she's, you know, reverting back to her heritage. I'm French-Irish. I am proud to be an American. I am proud of being French and Irish, but not more proud of that than being an American. So I disagree with what this woman says. I disagree with the way she phrases it. But you can't call for her to be deported. I mean, this is just stupidity. I mean, look, I don't think Jesse Waters is the smartest tool in the shed. You know, if you know what I mean. I mean, he's a pretty boy, but I don't think he's the smartest tool in the shed. So I'm not totally surprised that he thinks that you can deport somebody who was born in America. All right, if you're on hold, hang on. We're going to get to some of your text, and we'll get to some calls as well. All right, on the Scoot on the Air calendar, on this day in 2015. Hamilton, the hip-hop-infused musical based on the life of Alexander Hamilton, opened on Broadway. I have seen this twice at the Sanger Theater here in New Orleans, and it is mind-blowing. It is excellent. I am not an aficionado of hip-hop rap, but this is amazing. And the fact that something historically is set to hip-hop music, the fact that blacks are playing the parts of whites, really does make a profound statement about America. And I have loved the times that I've seen Hamilton, and I love the general message of the musical. I'm Scoot, and we'll be right back. You're listening to WW.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You will. Today is Andy Warhol's birthday. He passed away back in 1987 at the age of 58. Andy Warhol did a lot of partying. He was always at Studio 54 in New York during the days when that place was just raging. He designed the Rolling Stones' Sticky Fingers album cover. I wonder what that was all about. That's a boomer album cover, kids. Okay, if you're a millennial, Zoomer, Xer, and you want to have some information against the boomers, yeah, they supported the Rolling Stones' Sticky Fingers album cover, and Sticky Fingers album, and baby boomers had their moments too. Andy Warhol also famous for turning a Campbell's soup can into art. Very innovative. I don't know enough about art to know for sure, but was he an impressionist artist? I'm not sure. I don't know whether he was an impressionist or not, but very very innovative and unique artist with a very, very unique style. All right, let's go to Coleman with some of your text messages.
All right, of course, the texts are all over the place, so let's get to a few of those. We talked about Stevie Colbert. This text says, on Colbert, I think they made a mistake 10 years ago when CBS chose Colbert over Craig Ferguson. He was less political. They had to pay Ferguson off.
Yeah, you know, but look, but I mean, you can argue that Stephen Colbert was too political, but he was number one in the ratings. The late night audience supported him. He was by far number one, ahead of Jimmy Kimmel, number two, and Jimmy Fallon, number three. I mean, he was way ahead. So he was number one in the ratings. So there was an audience for that. And it is the audiences that determines what's on TV and what stays on TV. And Colbert was number one. So I don't understand the argument that he shouldn't have been so political, because there was a swath of America that enjoyed that and made his show number one among the broadcast shows.
This text is referring to the WNBA. This text says, the comedic reason those tours were being thrown at the WNBA court is because that the most of the league are man-hating lesbians.
So?
That's what I was thinking. Like, okay, so, I don't get the comedy.
I mean, there's no reason to throw adult toys, an adult, you know, thing, phallic symbol. You know what I'm talking about. I can say the word. It's the D word. I can say the D word on the air legally. But, it's kind of like the F word that is used for passing gas. I just think it's an ugly word. And, the D word, while I can say it legally, I just don't think it needs to be said on the air. I mean, I'm pretty open with a lot of stuff, but I don't need to say it, so I'll just call it an adult toy. But, no, I mean, you know, if they're man-hating lesbians, well, and you don't want to go, what the hell are you doing there? I mean, you're buying a ticket to go to the game, not to watch the game, but to throw the toy out onto the court. Again, I mean, if that's what you want to do, I doubt that you have an IQ that's in triple digits. I mean, I think you've got a double digit IQ. That's my opinion. I just think it's a dumb, ignorant thing for men to do. And, you know, there's enough reasons for women to hate us already. So let's not add to the list.
All right. We have a lot of texts about the same thing, so I'm just going to wrap it up into one. And I want to make a few observations. There's a lot of people claiming that you talk about Trump literally every single day, right? Now, what's the irony of that is that I do Newell's show right before yours, right? People text Newell and criticize him for not talking about Trump. Like, why do you never, ever talk about Trump? That's the first observation. When I do your show, it's like, maybe I should switch audiences. There's been times where I told people that listen to Newell, well, listen to Scooter. He'll talk about Trump. And there's times where it's like, why you always talk about Trump? Well, listen to Newell. He never talks about Trump, right? The second observation is I always give credit. I love this art of radio, right? And I have to give credit where credit is due. Rush Limbaugh was one of the best radio personalities in our generation. But when Barack Obama was president, what do you think he talked about every single day during those 8 years of Barack Obama's presidency?
Barack Obama.
Right.
And that was okay. And that was so there's no difference between that and this. I mean, technically, theoretically, there's no, I don't do anything differently from what conservative talk show hosts do. I mean, you got to remove the politics and judge it on the surface. Judge it for what it is. And it's. And we don't even do it every day. But I mean, when a president does the things that Donald Trump does and says the things that he says, it's hard not to talk about it because it is important stuff and it's part of our society. And if I didn't talk about him, there would be people complaining about that. So I understand that I can't make everybody happy, and I'm going to continue to do the show the way I do the show. And we talk about the relevant things concerning Donald Trump from a factual, real standpoint. So, thank you for sharing.
Yeah, the last observation was, I remember around this time 2 years ago, everybody complained that you talked about the LGBT every single day. But around that time, there were certain things going on in that community that you addressed. So, those to show you.
No, it's real simple. It's very, very simple. We talk about the top news stories. And if it's Donald Trump, I'm not going to stop talking about Donald Trump. But I don't wake up in the morning and think, oh, my God, let's see, what stories can I find about Donald Trump? Man, I don't do that. I try to distance myself from that because it's the same stuff every day. I mean, it's different, but it's the same kind of things, the same tone every day. And I hate it. But there's some things. This is talk radio. We have to talk about it to be, you know, responsible. But I don't look for reasons to talk about Trump. So we talk about the top issues. If Donald Trump is a top issue because of what he has said or done, we'll talk about it. I never make up things to talk about concerning Donald Trump. Donald Trump determines whether or not I talk about him. And if the LGBT community, if there are stories in the news about LGBTQ community issues, if those are the top stories, yes, I will talk about that as well. So you can kind of, I don't get to every top story, but you can just generally take a look at the top stories, and we'll talk about the top stories of the day every day. And then some kind of fun stuff. There was one thing that I didn't get to today that we're going to talk about on the show tomorrow, and that is if you have kids or if you have grandkids that watch the show Bluey. You know the show Bluey? I have watched this countless times with my grandkids. There are researchers who have seen 150 episodes of Bluey, and they have determined that the show is doing more than just educating your kids. And we'll talk about that on the show tomorrow afternoon. It has nothing to do with Donald Trump. And many of the music things and other things that we talk about have nothing to do with Donald Trump. All right, on this day in 1988, Appetite for Destruction was the number one album in America. Guns N' Roses, they were on top of it on this day in 1988. We'll be right back on WWL. All right, Sports Talk is coming up next with Mike Dettillier, Steve Geller. I want to thank Diane Newman, Ian Hoke, studio producer Coleman, market manager Dan Barron, news anchor Ian Ozan, traffic with Courtney P. As always, I thank all of you for being part of our show. And don't forget to join me on Substack. I hope you subscribe, and please comment, too, on what I post there. Just go to Substack, look for Scoot on the Air. I'm Scoot. Love you, New Orleans.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.